Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to me by myself today on Building Fortunes Radio. We usually do a radio show at this time with a gentleman friend of ours. His name is Ole Cantos. Ole may be running a little bit late, or maybe Nick Cantos is also running late as well. He's his son. These two gentlemen, Ole is an attorney over in Washington, D.C. Nick is a college student, adopted son of Ole, part of the triplets that make up the Ole Cantos triplet family. There's Nick, Stephen, and Leo, and sometimes they just run late. The great thing about these guys is they're super-duper hard workers, really great people, and we've been documenting their level of success in life and in home-based businesses for a real long time. It's kind of like some of the things we do in home-based businesses on Building Fortunes Radio. And the other cool thing about their situation is these guys are go-getters, and they are the types of people that go get things done. Ole's written a book for resources with people with disabilities. The boys are in school. They go to a university over in Southern Virginia, and they're blind. Blind, B-L-I-N-D, for those people that might not be able to hear me because of the phones or maybe wherever you are. They are just amazing people that do amazing things. So we usually have them here on Fridays at 5 p.m. So if you're listening to this at any other time, I'm probably running a replay. When they get distracted or show up late, sometimes I give you guys a chance to have an update on what's happening, not only on Building Fortunes Radio, but also what's happening with PM marketing and everything else in the world, maybe. So here we go. And we might interrupt this as they come on. So it's if you're listening now, it's live October, towards the tail end of October of 2021. We've been through the year of 2020, which was the COVID year. The 2021 was the adjustment to the COVID year, and we're starting to ramp up to 2022, which will be still the year after the COVID year, if you will, but with a little bit more flexibility so far, unless there's anything weird that goes on and anything's possible, as they say, in an election year. Here's some of the things that we've learned. A lot of people learned how to work from home. So they learned about autoresponders, they learned about websites, applications, Zoom meetings. They learned some of the limitations of some of those things as well, plus some of the benefits, of course. And they really started to work from the concept of social media and the distractions associated with all that sort of stuff. So a lot of people learned how to work through those types of things as well. What they also learned is even though they learned how to work those, they learned a lot of those things don't work. So what I mean by don't work is they take a lot of time, and your return on your investment for time spent is a lot, and sometimes picking up the phone and making phone calls might be a little bit easier. But here's the other problem. In 2020, when telemarketers couldn't get into their offices, a lot of your robocalls went down. So remember, we live in a world. The world is a similar place, even though there's a lot of things that might be a little bit different. As far as culturally, as far as technology and a lot of other things that are going on, the world is a very similar place. I work with people all over the world, not in every country, certainly I think on every continent, but or almost every continent. There might be one that we miss. But the reality is that the world is a very similar place. And they use social media. They use, believe it or not, like Twitter, Facebook, all those types of things are out there. YouTube for sure. In certain countries it's banned, naturally. In certain things the applications may be a little bit different. But the reality is a lot of people have learned that that's been both a tool and a curse as far as time management's concerned. It sucks. Now, I got a little bit off track when I was starting to talk about telemarketers. But telemarketers in 2020 could not come into the office. So because telemarketers couldn't come into the office, then telemarketing couldn't happen. So the number of robocalls that were possible went down because telemarketers couldn't come to the office, which meant you got far less of those annoying robocalls. I'm going to reveal too much information here, but I know a lot about the call center business. And I can share with you this, when the telemarketers were allowed to get back into offices, the telemarketers were alive, and they had a lot to do to catch up, and they came back with a vengeance. So they're all over the place. I mean, you're probably getting more robocalls today than you've ever gotten before. And a little bit of inside baseball. I get, oh my God, an extraordinary amount of robocalls. They start at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they don't end sometimes until 11 o'clock at night, even though you're not supposed to call somebody after 9 o'clock. So I get an extraordinary number of calls. I don't believe I'm anybody special. I probably get as many as you do. It could be anywhere from 10 to 30 per day per line, and I have multiple lines, which means it really is interrupting things. And I said to some of my people that I know, without disclosing too much information, why in the world would somebody call me 10 times a day on the same offer? And they said, well, it's real simple. The companies that sell the service that actually does the dialing often sells the list to the people. And the number of connected phone numbers or the ratio of connected phone numbers is really crucial for them to be able to keep their service. So they'll call you all the time as long as your phone works, because that helps them stay in business with the ratios that they have to have of connects versus disconnects. So if you're wondering ever, why in the world would someone ever call me over and over and over for years on end every day, that's part of the answer why. So some of it could be complete incompetence, because trust me, I've worked with enough call centers over the years to realize that they have to dial as many numbers as they possibly can, and they might have X amount of people on the floor, and they have to keep those people busy, so they're going to call every number for every program they can possibly get, because it's a numbers game, right? You've heard that before. So that's kind of mildly and very often annoying. But they don't care about do not call lists. They don't care about taking you off their list. If your phone number works, you're going to get phone calls. So this is good, and this is bad. Good, I don't know how it's good. It's really not good at all, unless you're looking for some of the services that it might be selling. Almost all the time, a call center, legitimate one, will probably have a real salesman or a real sales opportunity somewhere behind it. So if they're calling about open enrollment, which is what's happening right now, there's probably a legitimate sales rep and a legitimate open enrollment offer somewhere behind that. If they're calling for auto insurance, there's a legitimate auto insurance company somewhere behind that. If they're calling for health insurance, the little medical devices, stuff like that, there's usually a legitimate company. Now, you got to watch the contracts associated with them, especially the alarm guys, because most of the times those are just kind of predatory contracts. You know, they'll sign you up for 3 years or more, and they give you special offers. Well, kind of have to weigh out the cost and do a little bit of shopping around. But many times there is some legitimacy towards the annoyance of telemarketing. And then there's sometimes when there's not. And sometimes when there's not, it's usually a situation where they're asking you for your credit card number. So if they're going to be trying to lower your interest rates, that's bogus. They're just basically trying to steal your credit card number. If they're trying to do anything else as far as, it's usually interest rates or something else to do with financing. If they're trying to do any of that sort of stuff and they're asking you for the 16 digits on your credit card, however they're doing it, they're just going to be ripping off your credit card. So they're not associated with any bank. They usually say we're like with card services or we represent MasterCard or Visa. They don't. So those are the ones that are fraudulent. Now, let me share with you just a little bit about the mindset of the fraudulent telemarketers. They don't like the United States. I'll just say it like that. And they consider if they can rip off someone from the U.S. and add that ripped off money to their economy, they won. So they don't like you, if you're listening in from the United States. They have no problem ripping you off, no, regardless of how nice they might sound, and because they consider it bringing U.S. dollars into their economy, and they don't care. So I know that might be hard for people because culturally there's a lot of you, if you're listening to us, that are good people, and you'd say, why would anybody or how could anybody do anything like that? It's a different culture. So it's just a different culture. And I'll get political. So we left Afghanistan, however we left it. There's a different culture between Afghanistan people like the Taliban and U.S. And I'm going to sound racist in what I'm going to say next. So ready? Here we go. I'm in the United States. I grew up with football. Football, not the same football that you grew up with if you're in the U.K. or somewhere else. Your football, you actually use your feet with. They call it soccer. Well, my football has that oblong thing made of pigskin, and still haven't figured out why we call it football. Should have called it something else, because you probably should call soccer football, but we call football football, and here's where my racism comes from. The guy came to me and said, I play football, I play soccer. The guy who played football was always more of a manly man than the guy who played soccer. Now, what does that have to do with anything? If you think it through, I grew up in the culture of football being a little bit more of a masculine or a lot more of a masculine sport than soccer. Like, that's just the way I grew up, and I'm old-fashioned, you could probably hear it. But it's a different culture. So some people might wonder, how could they do that over the phone when they call? And the answer is, it's a different culture. Their culture is, it's perfectly okay to rip off Americans. And ripping off Americans is their goal, because every dollar they bring in takes it away from us and puts it into their economy. So the only reason why I mention that is because that's just kind of like the way it is. And many of you may, I'm sure, have busy lives and you do other things, and you could probably teach me about some of the things that go on in your busy life that I am too busy to learn, but I can share with you a little bit about what happens in my busy life with some of the stuff that I know, with some of the contacts that we have. So in reference to 2021, you saw the telemarketing go up. There's no end in sight, and I'm going to say it like this. I'm going to say it's not going to get any better between now and Christmas, because open enrollment for healthcare benefits started October 15th, and it doesn't end until the middle of December. And that means everybody who does any level of telemarketing is going out there to call as many people as they possibly can. And if you're on that list is probably being shared with every call center in every foreign country that does calling, and you're going to get bombarded with open enrollment, whether you like it or not, if you get on those lists. By the way, there's no way to get them off. So if you say to me, Peter, I registered with the Do Not Call List federally. The answer is yes, so did everybody else. And they don't care. So just so you know, they don't care. And they use, if you will, fake or real, but not their, caller ID numbers. And one of the growing trends, of course, is that if they use a phone number that's local to you, you might be more inclined to pick it up because you might think it's a friend or someone you know or doctor's office or whatever. And as you're doing that, that's why they use those numbers. Those numbers may go somewhere or they may not go somewhere, but they usually are not traceable. So you can spend your lifetime trying to figure out how to get those bastards that do those things to you And that's not going to happen. So you're not going to be able to trace it. And don't ask me why it's allowed to happen. The phone companies allow it to happen, and a whole bunch of other things. That's another conspiracy. But the reality is, it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop in 2021, and it's probably not going to stop in 2022. And it's just part of life. It makes it a little bit harder for you if you're making phone calls, but all the more reasons if you get a voicemail, you can leave your phone-friendly voice, because there are still a lot of people that are legitimately looking to work from home. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to take a little commercial break over here. I'll be back. We're waiting on Ole or Nick to see if they're going to be here. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. So for those people that are listening in, I'm just kind of taking over for Ole and Nick. They didn't show up today. They could have some things going on. Anything could happen. I've learned that a long time ago. So I'll just kind of fill in for their spot. And we'll use this as replays as I'm updating you guys on some of the things that are happening in the industry. Here's what might be happening next, or as far as other things. Advertising online has gotten a little bit harder. So there's been a lot of filters and algorithms and a lot of fraud and all that sort of stuff at every level. So advertising online is getting harder. What's happening is there's a crowd of anti-MLM people that are pretty vocal lately on YouTube and other social media. So what they're finding is, let's face it, if you're in this industry, I don't have to tell you about some of the negative things that happen in this industry. Now, the negative things that happen in this industry might happen in other industries as well, but we're pretty good at giving people that could be anti-MLM plenty of information on why they should be anti-MLM. Predatory practices, stupid medical claims, stupid income claims, stuff that's either stupid or illegal, who knows. But the reality is that here's what's happening with a lot of these influencers or YouTube-type people. They get paid based on the number of viewers. And many of them have found that to be competitive and also increase their viewership, they have found that being anti-MLM is good for business. So ranting and finding plenty of evidence from plenty of quote-unquote you people out there, they can go on a rant and they could have thousands, tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of people view their YouTube videos. And since their whole dopamine, adrenaline, and financials are based on how many people view their videos, when they do an anti-MLM one, they get a lot of views. So they're more inclined to sprinkle those in. Some of them have become smarter, because what they realize is when they do only anti-MLM, their audience gets hold of it because they become somewhat bitter, jaded, cynical. And some of their audience might stay, but a lot of their audience says, oh, this is just getting ugly. They become like mean girls, if you will. So their audience slips, and then they sometimes switch into a different business model or a different thing and kind of mix it up a little bit. But you'll see when they do their anti-MLM stuff, they get more comments, they get lots more views. So they sprinkle in their makeup video, their lifestyle video, their shopping video, their eBay video, their whatever video, their lifestyle video in there, but they really do love the anti-MLM message. That is working for them, and unfortunately, many times they bring proof. So they'll see somebody and they'll join a Zoom meeting and they'll watch some boss babe, like who's without a doubt mentally challenged, and probably narcissistic or sociopath. And they'll be able to pick that one off, and then that's the way MLM is. and they'll grab that little snippet. Or they'll see some of the documentaries that are done. Now, there's a really big documentary done by I don't know who did it, but there was one on LuLaRoe. So LuLaRoe, and I think it's on, like, I don't know. I don't watch any of those things like Netflix or HBO or Showtime or whatever, but LuLaRich is the documentary. It might even be Amazon. But they highlighted, if you will, the demise and the predatory practices of that business model. And a lot of them, what I say, they had valid criticisms, and their criticism is probably just as much or more than mine. So LuLaRoe was a darling of the industry, had a lot of people buying these leggings, but certainly made a lot of missteps and a lot of enemies. And there was a documentary that was done called LuLaRich, and that is really fueling the industry at this time. There's been other ones. One of my favorite ones is Scamway. So if you ever go to YouTube and you look for Scamway, that was a parody of Amway. So that was a good one. That was a good one. So for all those people that tease or don't like what's going on with the tools business behind Amway and the systems behind Amway, you'd like that one. That one's a fun one to watch. But there's a lot of people that are out there. Now, there's a little bit of a trend growing where some of those anti-MLMers are being sued by the people that they are anti-MLMing against. So there's a little bit of a backlash one way or another, because some of the anti-MLMers are really just blind hatred. They exaggerate. They use false arguments. They're either just stupid people. Yes, I call them stupid people. They're just stupid people. Ignorant meaning like lack of knowledge, but some of them are just stupid people. And it's good for gossip or maybe entertaining, but if it's turning some people off, I just consider them stupid people. So that's not my arrogance. That's just their ignorance. Anyway, so having said that, there's a lot of that sort of stuff out there. So what's happening, I think, is if people start looking some stuff up, the anti-MLM crowd is winning. They are better. They are more organized. They are more hateful. And the pro-MLM people, they're just doing their business. May not be paying attention, which is bad, but they're just doing their business. And maybe they'll say, like, well, those are just failed distributors or people that are bitter or whatever. But the bottom line is they have a great big audience, and you're working with them. So those are some of the challenges that I've seen that have been happening in the industry. Another one is just the idea that the whole world has been shuffled around. You know, let's see what's happened with COVID and lockdowns and COVIDs and being displaced from the workforce and now vaccine mandates. And now we're experiencing a time where people that ordinarily had secure jobs no longer may have secure jobs. So those that may have been, quote-unquote, air quotes here, too good for network marketing or MLM are now finding themselves, really, because of their vaccine philosophy or vaccine or medical status, are now being thrown out as being like the enemy. Like they're the bad ones. So people that are too good for MLM are experiencing what it's like to be tossed out on their butts for something that they never did or should have done, or somebody wanted to impose their rights on them. So specifically, healthcare workers, if they don't want to take the vaccine, they are now displaced. Pilots, as you know, I'm telling you stuff you're already familiar with, but we're witnessing the unsettling part of there's really no security. Like, you could be a government worker, which used to be, like, secure, and now it's not because you don't want to get jabbed. You could be a construction guy. You could be, you know, healthcare, your fire department, anything. You all know what I'm talking about. You see some of the heartfelt videos for people that are quitting their job because they don't want to get jabbed for whatever reason. TV personalities. There's a civil war going on, and the dividing line is those people that want to or don't want to get vaxxed. So there's that level of uncertainty. Anytime there's that level of stuff going on, and we're also getting mixed messages on the success level of vaccines, and then them still wanting to jab and go further down, even down into kids, pregnant women, people with other challenges. So we're watching it live. Happened in 2021 and going to definitely happen in 2022. And by the way, I haven't even used the T word yet. So the T word is the Donald Trump word. Wait until that starts hitting the fan. Then you're going to see more of an unrest. So there's challenging certain times. But for those people that can focus and get some stuff done, there's more opportunity now. This may sound kind of weird, but there is really more opportunity now because there's a bigger audience as it's ever been to really say, you know what, I want to control my own life, my own destiny, and maybe I might not make as much as a pilot who might be making, I was watching a pilot from Southwest saying that he was making anywhere from $300,000 to $400,000 a year as a veteran seasoned pilot. So they may not be able to make $300,000 or $400,000 a year, but he's got to figure out how to make money because he doesn't want to dip into his pension plan, his retirement early on, because tax man's going to get you and everything else going on. There's a lot of things that are happening right now where people want more control over what's going on with their life. So maybe an MLM or a home-based business might be more important to them. And that's one of the reasons why I think there's opportunities and certainly challenges no matter where you go. So I figured let me just fill in some of the blanks for Oli, since he's not here. For those people listening in, I started Building Fortunes Radio towards the tail end of 2012, beginning part of 2013. So it's been a number of years we've been doing this. We've grown considerably with the number of radio shows we've done, the types of people we've had. Sometimes we'll have people on for a radio show. Sometimes we have them on for a few because they have an interesting message and we run replays. Sometimes we have people like Harshman Travel and Citizens for Health and a few other ones that are here all the time. So you'll see there's some consistent people on our radio shows. There's people that have just interesting messages, and many times I'll do some replays back and forth. But one of the consistent things is I run a lot of the radio shows because I like to, number one, be the host of the person that kind of guides people through some stuff. Plus also, I'm usually helping those in other areas of their business as well. So if you're looking to build your business, you can always find us at networkleads.com, networkleads.com. We own lots of domain names. If you go to networkleads.com/everything, you'll be able to see everything more or less that we do. So networkleads.com/everything for like highlights of some of the stuff that we do. And we do some stuff that may not be on a website, because we just do some stuff that may not be on a website. So if you have any questions about building or promoting, just let me know. So you can always find us on buildingfortunesradio.com, networkleads.com, IOwnMLM.news, and a whole bunch of other ones as well. And we'll see everybody next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks for listening in, and we'll catch you next time.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.